she thought, but she knew what she would see at the moment of death. The madness on her brother's face. But the ship held together, and they did not die. When they were 1,000,000 kilometers out from Sunspot, Malterra passed its closest point to that planet. Lannery watched the passage on one of her scanner screens and wondered at the immense forces and pressures being exerted there right now. In those deep mines, miners huddled. She had every respect for them and wished them well. At last, as the storms seemed to be getting better instead of worse, she ran a full systems check on the ship. Ironholgs was still out of action, so she had to do it herself. They had taken a battering. Life support was damaged, but would last them to Typhon. One of the laser cannons had been fractured. She shut off the pod supplying it in case of leakage. A fuel rod had ruptured, and she jettisoned it into space. But the hull integrity was good, and all vital systems were functioning. The Peacemaker was well enough to get them to Typhon, and that was her only aim. She plotted the fastest course that would take them to the old city, and handed control to the ship's computer. As she unbuckled herself and stood to squeeze back into the main cabin, something struck her. Lannery gasped and sank back into the seat. A vision. A blow. A ripple in the force, far greater than she had ever felt before. A ship, she thought. A battle. Death and chaos. And one among them. Then the vision was gone, leaving barely an echo in its wake. Dale's ship? She thought not. There was no sense of recognition at all. Indeed, a coldness had taken her, and an alienness seemed to haunt the shadows of her mind. Soon, that too was fading. Lannery shook her head. Then she lifted Tree from the co-pilot's seat and carried him to the cot. His eyes opened as she lay him down. "Half a day and we'll be entering Typhon's atmosphere," she said.
"Just blast me into space. I'll feel better that way."
He sat up slowly and squinted at Lannery. "How do you feel?"
"How do I look?"
"Covered in vomit."
"That's how I feel."
Lannery sat next to him, frowning. "Everything feels so strange."
"Well, you did just heal a hole in your chest. You should be dead."
She thought of her experiment and the life she had coaxed into it. "Maybe," she said. "I need rest." She leaned back and closed her eyes. "Wake me when we're approaching Typhon." Without even hearing Tree's response, she fell into a deep, troubled sleep. Her dreams are strange. She is aware that they are dreams, yet they are more chilling than ever before. She constantly tries waking herself, but she does not feel in control. There is a figure. Tall, cloaked, armored, an unmarked helmet hiding its features. In its hand is a weapon the like of which she has never seen before. A sword, but strange, with pure force as its blade. The same dream, again and again. Only hands on her shoulder and a familiar voice bring her up from that vision.
"Lannery? Typhon. But something's very wrong."
Approaching Typhon, the chaos on the planet's surface was evident.
"What's that?"
Tree asked. "Force storm." Lannery had never witnessed one from space, but it looked far more violent and widespread than any she had experienced before. She tried contacting Master Dan Powell again, but though her comm unit was now functioning, no signals could pierce the storm.
"He started already," Tree said. "Whatever it is your mad brother's trying to do, it's begun."
"Maybe," Lannery said. And that was her great fear. If Dale initiated the device, perhaps Typhon's first response would be a shudder of the Force and storms to rip across the planet's surface. "Maybe I'm too late." She jumped into the cockpit and steered them into a dive into the atmosphere that was all but suicidal. Every moment might be their last. She would make them all count. Chapter 18. The Descent. Never forget that we were brought here. Tychon is a planet rich in the Force, but it is also a place of mystery, unknown to us, existing here for eons before the Thoyor arrived. Its age is deep. Its stories deeper. We are but residents here. Our true home is in the Force.
Master Dila John Marola, 3528 TYA. Thoyor arrival. For Tree, the descent must have been terrifying. The Peacemaker blazed, hull creaking in protest at the incredible forces and terrible heat. Flames smearing the windows, acceleration pressing him back against the seat with enough pressure to make his ears and nose bleed and his leku drain of blood. Lannery barely noticed these physical effects. The Force was in turmoil, and the closer she came to home, the more lost she felt. But though she sought Dale in his mad plans, she was not convinced that this storm was connected to him. She sensed it all across Tython, erupting from the deep places of the world and springing from the widest skies. The disturbance was powerful, but the planet still stood solid. She thought again of that vision in her dream, and the strange feeling she'd had flying through the violent space between the inner planets. Dale is my focus, she thought. Gripping the flight stick, she urged the Peacemaker into an even deeper, more dangerous descent. She was forcing the ship past its design constraints and thrusting it into the danger zone. But there was no other way. Every breath she took between now and finding Dale might be one breath too long, and her last. The Peacemaker burst from the clouds above Tulse. She headed west, skimming hilltops, watching scanners confused and disturbed by the ongoing Force storm, and an urgent chiming marked a partial return of her comm signal. She immediately sent a signal for Master Dan Powell. It was answered in moments, and the flustered Master appeared on the Peacemaker's flat screen.
Lannery, I... the worst.
Master, Dale gave me the slip, but I know where he's going, and I know what he has. Dan Powell's image seemed not to be hearing the message. She looked older than before, distracted, and she was not as well presented as usual. Lannery could not even tell where the Master was transmitting from. The room around her was clean, modern, empty.
Ship from out of sight.